Moncrief on News Talk.
The force is coming to West Cork. Nuri Al-Bakri and his wife Caroline have organised the Star Wars-themed Feel the Force Festival in Dunmanway over the June bank holiday weekend. Nuri joins us now. Afternoon, Nuri.
Afternoon.
So when people arrive down in Dunmanway for the festival, will it be in various buildings? Will it be all over the streets? Could you paint a picture for us as to what it will be like?
It's going to be a festival with a Star Wars theme. Like, you know, we can see a couple of, we have a two hall set up. One of the hall is just for a cosplayer, and some of the blaster, some of the armory are going to be displayed there. Some of the prop movie going to be displayed there, and then you can meet and then talk to a cosplayer with a fully armor accurate in the movie. And then the other hall is just for trader and some local West Coast artists, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so there'll be, though, as I understand, there'll be workshops and things like this. Is this aimed very much at people who would be into cosplay and all the paraphernalia of Star Wars?
Yeah, they're all coming down, like some from the north, some from the Dublin. Even this event is spread to UK now. Some of my friends is they plan to coming down and put a cosplay on, and then it's the whole nation is we got a lot of call from friends. The whole nation they are really excited to join and to make this happen. So it's a good news for us. Yeah.
And so will there be workshops and things like that?
There will be a workshop and talk. We plan already have some local artists in West Cork who are doing a painting, a workshop painting. And then we got a talk from our historian, Michelle O'Mahony, talking about West Cork, surrounding West Cork, our history here. And then we have a film talk, a short film talk by Michael Fitzgerald, with his latest Stormtrooper 2 films. I'm going to talk there as well, screening a little bit. And then I have my own talk about how to customize weathering your armory, how to do a toys customizer, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and when you brought this idea to the people of Dunmanway, what was the reaction?
Oh my God! It's happened when one of the chambers of commons asking, "Would you like to do something in the hall? Showing off your toys and your collection and your cosplay? We give you one hall in the art weekend last year." And I said yes. And then after that, it's just amazing doing that for 2 days. Like people coming down, so many people coming down, and then they said, why not we doing this as a festival, a big event? We tried to do a Star Wars team event and like people coming down. And I said, that's a good idea. And then they build this event around me. And then I'm so excited for this. You know, something like I'm from Malaysia, in Southeast Asia. And I grow up in a poor family. I don't have toys, everything like that. And then start building toys when I was younger on my own with the scrap around the house. And then when this is just something big like this, it's just like, this is really, really good. You know, like people get to know me more about this one. And then let's go. We do this event and then end up like now it's really happened. This is, I can't believe it.
Yeah. Really. And so then I assume then, Nuri, that the people in Dunmanway knew about your passion for Star Wars. Would yourself and your wife Caroline kind of wander around the village dressed as stormtroopers and that kind of thing?
Yeah, we started with the stormtrooper when I go to Comic Con in Dublin, and then I start wearing it. And then I was so lucky that I'm one of the journalists in Star Wars Insider magazine, the number one Star Wars magazine. And then the film producer Michael Fitzgerald saw me over there as well. And then I was lucky to feature in the magazine last year. And then Michael Fitzgerald records me in his film as an extra. It's just a what experience I've been through as a cosplayer, and then building a cosplay for my wife Caroline, and then back from that, and then people in West Coast said, "Hey, I want one. Hey, I want one." And like, we have a small group with eight people in it, call it West Coast Tuscan. So and then start building the helmet, start building the boots, start building the rope, and then end up like I'm building the whole tribe. I'm building myself, the cosplayer, and then they all like us, you know, geek. We have a proper job, and then we still like to dress up and then interact with the kids or people, you know, just make everybody smile, you know.
Mm. Now, are you expecting thousands of people to turn up at this? And if so, where are they all going to stay?
We have a website called fieldofpositive.ie, and we put helping people who try to come here where to park the car and then where to get accommodation. We put some of our local accommodation they can get and give them a call or something, you know, because Damanwe is a center of the West Cork, and then around Damanwe here is a lot of other towns like Bantry, Connachilty, Skibbereen. There's a lot of towns that have a B&B and all that stuff. So we put that in our website so people know where to get the accommodation in our website.
Yeah. It should be an action-packed weekend. That's the Feel the Force Festival in Dunmanway. It takes place Saturday and Sunday, June the 1st and 2nd. Feeltheforce.ie if you want more information. Nuri Al-Bakri, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.